We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Weekly jobless claims report is out. A little bit lower than last week, lower than expected, as the numbers continue to come down from that initial spike after coronavirus shutdowns in March. 1.314 million this past week compared, and that's lower than what experts had predicted. Now, about stimulus packages, jobless, getting the economy restarted. That's what we want to talk about now. And to do so, we bring in from the Heritage Foundation, Rachel Gressler. Rachel, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Gary. Thank you for having me.
So, obviously, the statistics continue to show about new jobless claims, companies opening back up, things getting restarted, Congress getting ready to talk maybe about another stimulus package, another direct payment to Americans. What are the key aspects when you look at this as to what should be done in Washington as policy moves forward?
Well, I think that we are seeing this more rapid turnaround than expected. You know, we did have record number of job losses, record high unemployment, and yet that shifted more quickly than we thought. And now we've had 2 months in a row of record number of job gains. You know, we've actually added more jobs in the past 2 months than we did in 46 months following the Great Recession. And so that should be very encouraging that we're not necessarily in that same scenario. It's actually very different from the Great Recession. This is a temporary crisis, and we hope that it will be as short-term as possible. But policymakers should be looking at these shifts and these positive movements and acknowledging the data that's coming in. And I think they need to hold off on passing another massive stimulus package. They've already put more than $2 trillion into the economy, increased Americans' future debt by $15,000 per household. You know, we need to weigh the benefits and the consequences of this going forward.
Rachel, there seems to be rhetoric on both sides of the aisle in favor of some sort of fifth stimulus package, whether it's direct payments to Americans or whatever that may look like. So you know, maybe pump the brakes on that a little bit. What should the focus in Washington be on instead of that?
Well, I think it needs to be addressing the unemployment situation. And first is fixing this problematic benefit that is this additional $600 per week, which has caused the majority of unemployed people to make more money from unemployment than they did from their previous jobs. And that's incentivized people to stay on the sidelines longer than they otherwise would. It's hurting the recovery and preventing some of these small businesses from being able to reopen their doors as quickly as they would like to. As a result, some of them have failed permanently. So absolutely getting rid of that $600 benefit needs to be the first step. But I don't think that we need to cut it off 100% July 31st as is scheduled. You know, I think that both sides of the aisle could come together towards a reasonable solution of a partial match to what the states are providing. But never should we be incentivizing people to not go back to work by paying them more to stay on the sidelines.
Yeah, it bothers me greatly when you hear guys, people reopen their business and they say, I can't get my employees to come back because they're making more money sitting at home.
Exactly.
Rachel, what are some of the tools that are out there for businesses to help kind of some guidance to help get back up going in terms of protocols and then what should there be more in terms of assistance, in terms of guidance and things like that to help employers get back to where they should be?
Well, Congress did a lot through things like the Paycheck Protection Program loans that are really just grants. There are employee retention tax credits. There are a bunch of supports that are out there. It can be confusing to businesses not knowing what they're allowed to take or what they can add on top of one another. And so I think going forward, providing certainty and simplicity is one of the best things. But another key aspect of those businesses is providing some level of liability protection so that individuals, you know, the employers and the employees who follow CDC guidance in good faith can not worry about being held liable for somebody who says that they contracted COVID-19 at that business. And then there's just other general things that we know always helped the labor market and that led us to record low unemployment rate prior to this. And those are the same types of policies that will help going forward, you know, respecting individuals' right to work. I know that that's an issue in Virginia, repealing some wage restrictions that end up reducing jobs or things that limit workplace flexibility, anything that prevents individuals from being able to be their own bosses or to go out and freelance on the side, which will be all the more important if they might not have the full hours that they previously had from their jobs.
We're talking to Rachel Grissler from the Heritage Foundation. You know, it maybe is an oversimplification, but there's just something about someone having a job. It spills over into other aspects of their life in terms of having self-value and self-worth. Just how, so in terms of looking at the entire picture as the country tries to bounce back, how important is it just for people to get back to work?
Well, absolutely. You've pointed out this is fundamental to human nature, is to feel like you have value and you are contributing and creating something of worth. And so it is important for individuals to have jobs, not just, you know, the money that it provides is, of course, important, but also just that sense of self-worth is you recognize. And really, that's the only solution going forward. We can look at these short-term things that are, you know, trying to put a Band-Aid on the situation, but really the only cure to a high level of unemployment or a weak economy is for there to be job opportunities for people, for the doors to be open and to replace, you know, rigidity with flexibility. And so that is a key component going forward. We do want to have protections in place so that if an individual is at risk or they're older, that they might have some options out there that would allow them to work from home. So certainly those should be considered. But as you said, you know, getting people to go back and feel like they are contributing to society is a really important part of this all.
Rachel, while you espouse Congress not going so fast on another stimulus plan, are you in favor of a continuation of the PPP program?
I think that we could benefit more from the program if we were to extend it in certain ways, but also limit it in certain ways. And so we know that about 70% of small businesses have taken out these loans. Some of those businesses may not have ended up needing the loans. You know, everybody was pretty much eligible based on uncertainty, but I think that we should look to the forgiveness part being tied to the portion of actual revenue losses so that you can spread that money further.
Rachel, appreciate the time and the insight. Have a great day. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Gary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.